are already into hour number four on this Friday edition. Bob Chapman's our guest. For about 10 minutes, we've got Mr. Veach, who was arrested and made national news headlines in Canada for no reason. Headlines: secret lawless police arrest for failing to show ID near summit or any other reason. We're going to also get into what's happening in the Gulf. And we have a lot of really amazing reports, even the Washington Post now talking about evacuating 20 million people if a hurricane or tropical storm blows that oil in. We're taking your calls right now for Bob Chapman. He joins us every Friday. Of course, his website's theinternationalforecaster.com. Amazing info there. And we, of course, have Infowars.com. Anti-Federalist, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, guys, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One of my questions for Bob. Bob, what? Why gold? And if the world were to come into Armageddon, okay, I know that gold's been traded for centuries and been used for economies, but how is it going to do me any good if the world really were to go into Armageddon? And how can I possibly afford a substantial amount to actually make a difference in my own life? And also, if you could, please explain HGR 192 and how the Constitution says no state shall accept anything other than gold and silver as tender in payment of debt, and how now we cannot pay for anything because we have no money.
Thank okay, you. Anti-Federalist, I want to make some comments, but first, Bob.
Well, I think that as far as the HGR, whatever the name of the bill was, is concerned, you know, that's been on the books for a long time, and government just ignores it. They just very simply do what they want to do. And as far as Armageddon's concerned, if Armageddon comes, nobody's going to have anything, in the way I interpret it. And so if you're worried about that, it's more important you have food and water and a way to filter your water.
Well, we haven't talked about gold yet today, and gold is just one of the things. Firearms, food, water, friends, skills, having a plan. So an emergency happens, a meteorite, nuclear war, World War III, evacuations, that you're not dependent on government, because look at Katrina and every other disaster. They can't and won't help you, Bob.
That's right.
Let me briefly comment. What I really heard there, and we all give into this, is kind of this psychological attitude of the world's going to hell, so I might as well go drink a bunch of beer and eat cheese enchiladas and smoke cigarettes. And I've done that before in my life. Well, the government's threatening to kill me, and this will never, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to go eat a bunch of enchiladas and drink eight Dos Equis. You can't have that attitude. You know, the end of the world could be next month. I don't think it is, but let's say it was. Do the right thing now. Live your life. Is gold a silver bullet? Is gold the pantheon to save the whole world? No, it's just better than fiat money. It's better than fiat stocks and bonds and derivatives and things that are questionable and that can be revoked or devalued with a stroke of a pen or in the twinkling of an eye or over time with gradual inflation and devaluation of currency. And so, you know, there's always this cop-out. You see it in the Christian church. Well, the end of the world's coming, so I'm not going to go out and warn my neighbors about the takeover and the microchips and the police state and the fluoride in the water. And I've been hearing that for 15, 16 years since I've been active. I know you've been hearing it for 50, Bob. When we come back, I want you to briefly speak to it. But this caller, you know, what he said pretty much encompasses it all. Of course, you could die in a car wreck today and have a safety deposit box full of gold and never use it. You could die in a car wreck and not use $10 million in stocks and bonds people may hypothetically have out there. I mean, what does that mean? Or the government in 1933 under War Powers Act, confiscated gold. Yeah, my grandmother remembers her father not turning his in Dallas. And my grandfather remembered his dad, who owned a car dealership, not turning it in. And people just buried it. That's the old, you know, the old mason jar thing. And they did well a year later after the gold confiscation when the government doubled the price because they, the bankers, had hoarded it. So, I mean, just because the government might take your house, don't have a house. The government might take your kids, never have kids. The government, you know, if you get your wife pregnant, the baby might have a medical problem, so let's not have a baby. Oh, I might have a wreck on the highway, so I won't drive my car. That's called turning into a recluse. That's called turning into a paranoid. We are taking control of our world. We are bold. We are not in fear.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to let Bob Chapman go in a moment, and I'll continue to get to your calls after I am able to go through what's happening for the Gulf of Mexico, some really serious big developments on that front. But I hadn't talked about gold and the economy with Bob this week, but I'm glad the caller brought it up. Gold was $260-something an ounce 7 years ago. It's $1,254.20, all-time high in Europe, all-time high here. $10.80 up today, and this is in the dead time for metals, usually in the summer. These banks are engaged in the orderly takedown of every sovereign nation and every currency. It's just another phase of shearing us, looting us. Bob Chapman, again, the caller was saying, if the world's about to end, why should we want to be financially prepared? I mean, that sounds like, why shouldn't I just jump off a cliff? Well, I don't think anybody should commit suicide out there. I mean, if people got the attitude it's the end of the world, I mean, that's crazy. It's the end of the world if we keep being helpless and stop taking action. But people are taking action, and they are getting food and water and trying to become more self-sufficient and planting gardens and not watching as much television and not drinking fluoridated water. I mean, all of that is just about getting healthier. And we've had it good so long, we're standing up against tyranny so we don't lose it. Bob Chapman.
Well, that's exactly right. And that kind of attitude ends up in, why don't you just, as you said, jump off a cliff. So you can't answer those questions because they're unanswerable. We know what to do. We've seen other societies over the centuries, what they've done. And so you put your food away, dehydrated and freeze-dried, you get a filter, and you're able to defend your family. And then if you get money left over, then you give Midas a call and get yourself some gold and silver coins. And in that process, get yourself a free 1-year subscription to the International Forecaster. That's all you have to do is call in and ask. You buy one coin, and you're off and running.
And
the best deal I ever heard of.
And speaking of Midas, Ted Anderson is out in the field today doing research. He does that all over the country and even goes to Europe. Ted had a lot of gold and silver secured before gold went up, the $50-plus dollars it has in the last few weeks. I just called him randomly to get him on air because I know he's out of town. I don't even know if he's been able to keep the lower prices he had, but it's been slowly inching up. But these are deals that have not been lasting. But he has got a lot of coins that nobody else can even get a hold of because he's been in business for over 30 years. Ted Anderson, briefly, tell people about today's Midas Resources offer and the free International Forecaster offer with a fifth of an ounce franc.
Well, one of the things that I am holding is that franc coin. It's at 265 right now. Even my internet prices have gone up over 270. I know I have competition out there that haven't priced over 300. So, yeah, that's a good buy. I mean, especially if you consider the fact that you get a full year of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter, you're getting the information that really you need to have in order to make sound investment decisions. But you're also getting a piece of gold that quite literally can be traded back into currency if you want to recover the money that you invested anytime in the future you want to. You just pick up the phone and call us or go to any gold dealer across the United States for that matter. That's how liquid this stuff is. I am still also holding the silver Walking Liberty half down at $9.75. Now, silver today jumped up over $19 an ounce, seeing $19.17. And, of course, gold's peak today was $1,259.50. And presently right now in the marketplace is trading at $1,255.40. Alex, I still have those buffaloes. Had a lot of people purchase the quantities that I have, but I still have some left. And that coin is typically, you know, you can't even get it. I mean, I wasn't able to sell them most of the time all of last year. And the gold market is seeing peaks that it's never seen before in the summertime, which is also unheard of. And like you said earlier, this is the summer. The fall is yet to come. And that seasonably is when gold usually hits its peaks. So just, you know, if we have just, a general run like we usually do, we'll probably see that $1,300, $1,400, perhaps even $1,500 an ounce coming into the fall. Bob Chapman, I'm sure, has more to say about that. But, yeah, the Buffalo, even the U.S. Eagle, the bags of junk silver, there's so many things that you can be getting involved with here in the gold and silver market, you know, and be able to trade it privately. I just can't say enough for it. I mean, like Bob said, if you have your guns, your ammunition, your food, you're prepared for a problem in the future. Financially, you have to get your house in order, too. And that's why it's very important to take advantage of this International Forecaster and franc offer. And the franc coin is a fifth of an ounce of gold. It's been trading throughout Europe for hundreds of years. People understand what that coin is. It doesn't matter what kind of economic future we have, whether even if we have great economic times coming, nothing's still going to hold value because gold has held value for over 6,000 years. I mean, I don't know how you can go wrong with that.
Well, absolutely, Ted Anderson, and we need to give people the toll-free number to call and take advantage of this, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and the brokers will be there throughout the weekend. If you call and they're out to lunch or something, leave your name and number, and they'll call you right back. You can get some good deals at MidasResources.com as well, but the special deals are for telephone calls only. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. It's part of the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson radio special to be able to take advantage of this. This really is a super deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, we'll talk to you again coming up next Friday, Lord willing. And Ted Anderson, thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me up, Alex.
You bet.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.
Great job, Bob Chapman. Always good to hear your analysis and your good attitude as well about the type of tyranny that we are facing as a society. Now, in the 45 minutes that we have left here, we're going to go to Canada and talk to a gentleman who's in the Ottawa Citizen today who was arrested when the police came over and wanted to interrogate him because he wouldn't answer their questions. And now, just like Communist China, is an arrestable offense to not answer their questions. And it says secret law lets police arrest for failing to show ID near summit. And this has got Canadian Civil Liberties Association saying this is extremely concerned and authoritarian. Well, I mean, separately, we've got bills in Congress to secretly arrest citizens and let us disappear into a black hole for any reason the government wishes, no judge, no jury. I mean, this is as massive a tyranny as you can imagine. So we'll be covering that and taking your phone calls. But we will cover what's happening at the G20 and the G8 meeting. $1.2 billion is what it's costing for 3 days. I mean, this is the bankers. And, of course, we'll pay interest to the bankers on the money we use to pay for this. And this is also being contributed to by the U.S. government. The share that Canada's paying is $1.2 billion. Yes, that's more than the entire budget of the city of Austin, close to the budget of a city like Dallas, in 3 days in a Canadian city, and is as big as that Canadian city's budget. This is the out-of-control looting and robbery that is going on to guard the bankers that are robbing us. So they just get it coming and going. Now, my friends, we have covered in the last 60-plus days what has happened in the Gulf since April 20th, 2010. We've covered the fact that all these big brokerage firms and now Vanguard that Obama is invested in, they dumped their stock right before, BP 44%, the Goldman Sachs dumped 44% of that, the BP CEO dumped more than a third of his stock the week before. We know about the recovery efforts being blocked. We know all of this is going on. And we know that Obama's now trying to pass a carbon tax in the name of fixing this. But as Jesse Ventura agreed with me a few hours ago here live on the show, what does a tax have to do with cleaning up the Gulf? Now, this latest information is our top story today, and I'll show folks a document cam shot of this if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Oil industry insider and CFR member predicts Gulf evacuation. And it says, buried in an article on the Gulf of Mexico scenario and predictions in the Washington Post, quotes Matthew Simons, founder and chairman emeritus of Simons and Company International. In response to a tropical storm brewing in the Caribbean, Simons says, quote, we're going to have to evacuate the Gulf states. Can you imagine evacuating 20 million people? This story is 80 times worse than I had thought. And then it continues here in the article. The National Hurricane Center went on to say 40% chance or a mid-level chance that this will turn into a tropical storm. This current storm will drive oil out of the Gulf. The vast majority of it is still out in the ocean, into land. And it's very toxic crude oil with record levels of all these toxic heavy metals and methane and benzene that is off-gassing. You know about the medical workers getting sick, people 5 miles in, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, getting sick, the oil and tar hitting the beaches, the Obama administration and BP blocking the Coast Guard, blocking the states, blocking everybody from cleaning it up. That's back in the news today, just blocking it everywhere to make it as bad as they can. Then all the evidence that this was an inside job. It just goes from bad to worse. But I remember a month ago seeing articles saying, you know, the troops are going to be deployed, 40 million are going to be driven out. And I said, or troops had been deployed and it had already begun. So I called those towns and found out there wasn't evacuations going on. But now, a lot of times those are based on rumors that have a basis in fact. Now we're starting to see the EPA say, you know, we may have to evacuate certain areas when this real oil comes in on shore and backs up in the rivers and estuaries. And you've got the feds 10 miles into the estuaries in Louisiana and Mississippi saying no fishing, no boating. So the feds are really taking over and blocking any aid. And if this toxic oil, some estimates are 50 million, some are above 100 million gallons, does get blown in, because the currents are just going to take it around Florida and out the Atlantic, and that's a big problem, and up the East Coast, but most of it stays out to sea. Just the leading edge hits land. just a very small percentage. But with hurricanes and tropical storms, that blows the water in to the Gulf, into the Gulf states. I mean, this could be a disaster of biblical proportions.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. All right, there's a couple different ways to look at this. There's a couple different ways that we can perceive this, or maybe more than a couple. I mean, when we post this video up at PrisonPlanet.tv, you're welcome in the PrisonPlanet.com forum to go in there and give us your view on it. But you have the CFR member putting out the party line. That's the CFR that writes the amnesty plans, the CFR that writes the war plans, the CFR that creates the policy for the private corporate structure, and then it's handed off to the politicians. As Hillary Clinton has admitted in speeches, she says, I love coming to the CFR so you can tell me what to do. And she was serious. That was just a few months ago. And so when you've got a CFR member in the big CIA publication, Washington Post, promoting the idea of 20 million being forced to evacuate out of Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Mexico. Because, yeah, the oil spill hasn't hit Texas because it happened off the coast of Louisiana, and the currents are taking it east and then southeast and then north up the East Coast. That's the trek. That's the track. That's what they predicted 60-plus days ago when it first happened on April 20th, and that is indeed where the currents have gone. But once the tropical storms start and then the hurricanes do a south-to-north track, and they vary to the west or the east, but it's always north. And so it's going to push that oil into Texas, Mexico, Cuba, just in all different directions, really stirring it up. And it's so toxic, and it's so much of it. You know, they first lied about it and said it was a few million barrels, and, you know, now they're saying it's even more. They're talking about it being 50 million gallons, 100 million gallons, 150 million gallons. No one knows. But you can see it in the NASA satellites all over the Gulf now, and now starting to go out into the wider Atlantic Ocean, the Central Atlantic. So you have the Washington Post promoting the idea now as a trial balloon of martial law, of mass evacuation. You have the EPA coming out a week and a half ago saying we may have to evacuate certain Gulf areas. You now have BP, though, telling their employees and their contractors don't wear masks so that they can then deny that there's any toxic off-gassing going on. God only knows, ladies and gentlemen, this could break the country if they overreact and do make 20, 30, 40 million people evacuate and then send in Halliburton and all these corrupt companies to supposedly clean up the oil. I mean, if Halliburton and no-bid contracts was caught charging $15 million for a $400 blue tarp, no, that's $15 million for a $400 tarp. I mean, maybe they could charge another $500 to put the tarp up. Okay, $1,000, $900, something like that? No, $15 million for a tarp. Can you imagine what it'll cost to have Halliburton and others clean this up? See, that's why they won't let citizens do it. It's why they won't let the states do it. This is a federal mess with BP. They're going to give you a carbon tax to pay for the cleanup, and they're going to let their buddies, like Halliburton and others, clean it up, and you, the stinking slaves, aren't going to do it. You're not allowed to have a gun to protect yourself in your home. Professionals do that, though they have no liability to actually protect you. You're not allowed to have your own farm now under federal regulations. They're trying to shut down farms and ranches under animal ID, premises ID, making it harder and harder. Openly in Australia under carbon tax, over half the country's now off limits to farming that was already under farming. They just said no farming, period. Not carbon taxes, just no farming, period. That's national Australian news. The people throw out Rudd over it. They put a new lady in who pledges she's going to do it. So all of this is happening, and the CFR could be hyping this just to fearmonger, and they could use it as a pretext for martial law in the Gulf. They could also just be testing right now to see if they'll get away with it, or they really could know that these hundreds of millions of gallons of oil are going to be coming in and that it is toxic, which it is toxic to some extent, and that it is going to cause a major respiratory crisis and also a fire hazard. If they'll evacuate half of a major town because somebody was seen walking by their car with a gun, you know, they've trained us to be these ninnies that go into fetal positions, duck and cover whenever the government tells us. Well, then if that's the case, the sky's the limit. They may try to use this to declare an emergency. Obama may try to nationalize the oil companies. But when you hear nationalize, that means the mega oil companies will use this to shut down their competition. It's government that gives the oligopoly to BP in Alaska for 80% or more of the oil coming out of there, and most of it going to China. It's the government that only allows certain corporations to drill in the Gulf. So competition is a sin, according to the founder of the Rockefeller clan. They use government to shut down their competition. So we're going to be watching this very, very closely. But, I had said a month ago this looked like fear-mongering, but I wasn't sure. I didn't criticize those that were saying this was going to happen. I just said it looks a little extreme. More and more, though, it's being pushed in the mainstream media as something that's going to happen. And so the question is it real or is it a hoax? We'll be covering it here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Some of the headlines up at GCNLive.com. G20 activists arrested, denied entry into Canada. Curt Nemo. Congressman Rohrabacher. Almost all House Republicans think Iraq war was immoral and illegal. GCNLive.com. That's just some of the news we're going to be covering. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can read this article up at OttawaCitizen.com. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we'll put this document on screen for people. A secret law lets police arrest for failing to show ID near summit. Now, remember when the feds hired provocateurs? They kicked this off globally in 99. We have the footage in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. Police admitting it. They hired thugs to attack police. The Delta Force ran the operation that was in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the Seattle Times. This was admitted. To then clamp the city down and say no anti-WTO stickers allowed on cars, on lapels. We have police saying not in our city now. Secret emergency decree. This is government testing and getting everybody used to it. Well, we had martial law at Pittsburgh G20. We have had police dogs bite old women coming out of grocery stores because there was no one allowed on the streets, day or night, selectively. Yeah, we went out and found college kids at the park playing frisbee golf and attacked them on video because we said no one allowed outside. No congregations. No one. We're the government. And when the G20 arrives, that's your real government. It's illegitimate as a $3 bill, but that's who runs things. And the Toronto Star reports, the CBC reports, it was $1 billion, now it's $1.2 billion. And another paper says they're now estimating today $1.5 billion. But at least $1.2 billion has already been spent on security for 20 delegates of the G20 and 8 delegates of the G8. Because the people are the enemy. And plus, you get to run up a bigger bill, and most of the big banks own the private security firms, and they admit, when we showed U.S. Army and U.S. Army fatigues in a champagne police car at the G20, you've all seen that footage. When we played that video and the Drudge Report linked to it, we got a call here by G20 private security saying those are our officers in police and military uniforms, and we did take them to a secret facility, but it's not the military. Stop blaming them. And then they put a press release out as if that was better. Oh, we have secret goons in military National Guard uniforms grabbing peaceful activists and shoving them into cars. And it turned out that was a psyop. It was all fake to scare people watching television to never come to events. Oh, if you come, you get rubber bulleted. You get attacked. Secret law lets police arrest for failing to show ID near summit. And they cover Charlie Veach, a man arrested in downtown Toronto for failing to show police his ID. And that video is up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We may pull that up. Head of Love Police. It's also on the Love Police website. Founder of Love Police arrested for not showing ID, but here it is in the news. Very polite, very nice to the police. And he just said, no, I don't feel like I need to talk to you. I'm here on a city street. And they said, okay, we're taking you to jail. Also, when Luke Radowski tried to drive across at the beautiful Niagara Falls, man, that YouTube video he shot, you can see Niagara in the background. It's beautiful. And he and his other cohorts, they were not allowed to get in. Matt Lepasek and others had a foy line with her, of who I don't know. I've never met her. But they're all there. They're peacefully trying to go across, and once they get there, to the border, they say, you're with We Are Change. No, you're basically terrorist. You can't come in. And then Homeland Security interrogated them on the way back. And so that's now happening with these international databases. Let's go to Charlie Veach, who's made international headlines by exposing the secret law. You, the slaves, can't know. I wonder what other secret laws there are. I mean, kind of like the directives where they take our blood in Canada, the U.S., England, and Europe proper without telling us, and now they admit they take our baby's blood for 38 years secretly. Or maybe how they have secret directives to kill us and take our organs when they want them that have now come out. Go ahead and of course, that's now admitted. That had been denied, that Israel and coalition forces and others were killing people and taking their organs. It's now admitted. But Mr. Veach, maybe there's other secret laws we don't know about. Isn't that the bedrock of freedom, to have secret laws?
Yeah, Alex, I've just come out of court about 2 hours ago where I was tried for the new law. I have it here in my official form. It's the Public Works Protection Act, Section 5.1, and it came into effect, that so my lawyer said, the free lawyer appointed to me, on June the 2nd this year, especially for the G20, and it also extends to private security officers. If you're in an area covered by the Public Works Act, private security can now have you arrested if you don't give your details over to them.
This is a global stratagem, just like we saw at the G20 in Pittsburgh.
No, absolutely. And I just want to say as well, I've been dealing with police in America, in Holland, in Germany, in the UK, and I've never felt such vicious, fascist, thuggish, scumbag behavior as the G20.
What have you heard me say for years? I mean, Canada, they got me for 15 hours and literally just growled and cussed and said, I hate you. I want to put you in a Toronto prison. If I find one thing to put you in prison, you're going. And they were all demonic and these little black armored things with gray shirts on just giggling. And they've been caught in Canada hiring provocateurs to attack police so they can beat the hell out of Canadians. I mean, Canadians have an evil government and they need to wake up to it.
No, absolutely, Alex. The guy who arrested me had a little mustache on, a kind of marine haircut, big guy, Sergeant Reynolds, badge 3061. He took me in, he put the handcuffs on. He had me with the handcuffs behind my back for 5 hours.
Well, look
hours.
At how their TSA kill people all the time, just beat them to death. You can't speak English and you're begging for help after 20-something hours in the terminal. They just beat you to death. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had the special anti-terror detective unit from the G20 Protection Force. We're interviewing me twice this morning. about 4 o'clock in the morning saying, look, you're not really a filmmaker, are you, Charlie? We know why you're really in Canada. We have no record of your entry into Canada. You are really here to cause trouble. You are a violent anarchist. And unless you start giving us names of your anarchist friends, you're never going to get out of this cell. You're going to be in the cell for 6 days until your flight back to London when we'll deport you.
So basically, make stuff up and admit you're a terrorist or we're going to put you in jail.
Yeah, and they were just saying, look, you're lying. Unless you admit you're a violent anarchist.
Well, they work for a narcotics trafficking, child slave trafficking government. Canada is involved in every evil known to man.
Yeah. And you know that gentleman you had on the Star, the Toronto Star, the Dave Vasey? I was actually in the cage next to him. It was like something out of Guantanamo Bay. At the Toronto Film Studios, they've created these gigantic American football stadium-sized battery cages.
No, this is all drills. I mean, Jesse Ventura, I'm consulting for him on his film about FEMA camps, and I keep explaining, it is the sports stadiums. They admit they can turn any town into a giant camp in hours, and all of this is a drill about private security goons grabbing you, putting a bag over your head. They've almost got the bill passed, and they'll just arrest whoever they want. I mean, the government is criminal in the U.S. and Canada and England. They want to put bags on our heads and take us away to be murdered on record. They are murdering criminals that work for banks that are robbing us. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Folks, do you understand? It's real. It's real. Go ahead.
Now, I have to back up Alex to all the listeners. It is very real. I felt the fascism going up my body. I got strip searched 4 times. And I was,
which is a humiliation pleasure for the pervs, just like they make you put your kids in a naked body scanner. It's about their religion of dominating us. We are entering hell. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alex. They wouldn't even let me take the handcuffs off to urinate, to use the bathroom. And they were watching me. And I said, can I have a bit of privacy? They're like, no.
No. With Luke Radowski, they would strip him. And then laugh at all of them at the G20. And they said it was military with cops just like going, you filth. And they would just pull their pants down. And not that anybody had anything to be ashamed of, but they would just, ha, 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 ha. Ah, we've got this country down. It's ours. Oh, God, we love Goldman Sachs. Rape them, Goldman. Rule them. Oh, God. Let us destroy the American people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I had this massive hangar, Alex. What really upset me the most was in Toronto, they have the normal police, but they also have the court service police. And they were about 20 to 40 years old. And they were walking past my cage, rattling the bar, saying, ha ha, are you going to fight the man now? Are you having fun in your cage now, big boy? Who's the big protester now? They were really enjoying humiliating me. And every 3 or 4 hours.
They want the women, they want the farms, they want the ranches, they want it all, and they're going to get it. And their bosses are there injecting them with steroids and giving them speed pills. And, yeah, show that rabble scum you own them. And the cops are, ah, ha, 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 ha. It's like pirates. Let's get them, boys. Ha, ha. Meanwhile, the Mexican troops shoot at them. They urinate on themselves and run. Ah, ah, ah. You know, I want an old lady to pull over and beat up. Ah, ah. I'm sorry. Listen, Charlie Veach, you know, I talk about tyranny. The stress of it makes me, you know, get a little nonsensical here, but recapping, these mega cages, these Orwellian Guantanamo grids, describe this for us and run through what they did to you again.
Yeah, well, you enter in the back of a van through this big aircraft hangar entry point, and you get taken into this side big holding cage where they do the initial strip search. And then you go into this room where they've got these, like, porta-cabin things with, like, every single room has a brand new CCTV camera and a microphone. So, and then the officer says, I need to read you out this sign. Say, you are now under video and audio surveillance. And then I got then strip searched again, taken to my holding cage.
Excuse me, they strip search you in front of video?
No, that was in private, the strip searching.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I got taken.
Yeah, they only strip search you and record it at the airport. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's right. So then I got taken into the massive cage next to the other people. And that's when they walked past and kept up the humiliation for as long as possible. And it was extremely cold. They had extremely powerful air conditioning units there. I was wearing shorts and sandals. They refused to give me blankets. For 5 hours, they refused to give me water.
Yeah, that's the Israelis pioneered that modern Chinese model of deprivation with the cold. Please continue.
Yeah, and I actually got to the point when I started screaming at the top of my lungs, I'm a human being and you're keeping me in a cage. I need to be let out of here. And only then, when I really started rattling the bars, did I get given a pullover jumper thing? But then it was
in the future they'll just take you, shoot you in the head, and gut you, and sell the organs, and give the cops some money. I'm not kidding.
That's funny, Alex. I really did feel that this was military police preparation for a future lockdown.
No, they want your organs. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just couldn't believe the facility I was taken into. It was like something out of the X-Files or something from a apocalyptic.
Describe it for us.
It was probably about the size. It was in the Toronto film studios. I don't know where about in town that is, but it's about the size of two American football pitches with a stadium. So immense size. And just endless rows of strip lights and CCTV cameras above every single cage. And then the cages are like a full, you know, the cage goes across the top, and there's microphones pointing down into every cell. They have a little toilet in the corner with cameras pointing at that as well. And then there's people walking past humiliating you every 5 minutes, so you don't really get a chance to do anything.
Well, I mean, the message is don't protest, drink the fluoride water. I mean, it's like Humongous and Road Warrior. Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. That's all we want. Just walk away. Just walk away. Hold on. The Humongous is here to be magnanimous. We understand what you want, but you're not going to get away from here.
I mean, that's it. It's don't protest. Just let the banks rob everything. Just let us run everything, or we're going to SWAT team you. We're gonna put you in prisons. We're gonna hire provocateurs so we can attack you, as the Royal Mounted Police have been caught. I mean, this is the end. This is simultaneously every country they meet in. The G20 bankers use it as a model for special security event, law enforcement, threat fusion center grid takeover. This is a red alert. Continue.
Yeah, the absolute reason they chose Toronto to host the G20 in is because they know they can transport in big buses thousands of people to these holding cells, these cages on the outskirts of town, and process them and strip search them. And I almost reached breaking point, Alex. I almost snapped psychologically, because it really is utterly nightmarish.
And then they'll have you on video, and then they get to come in and beat you with billy clubs and restrain you. And then, oh, he died. Oh, you know, these sadists get to, ha, 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 I work for the bankers. Ha, 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 we're overturning all of the republics, all of the freedom. Ha, 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 ha. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, I wish you were joking, but they seriously enjoyed the power over me. And when I was there psychologically breaking down, saying, I'm a human being, please let me out, all I could hear was laughter and shouts.
Now, I've heard it. I just lost his audio. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back. Charlie, I've been there in Canada, but I didn't have it as bad as you, and I was very polite. And these guys were like sadists. I mean, their faces were, and then I'd be sitting there to the guys when they let me out of one of the cells being interrogated. I'd say, I guess we're going to be here for a long time and have to go back to the U.S. And one of them almost jumped the counter. And he said, you're trying to escape? I heard you. And then he'd smile like, I'm setting you up. Of course I'm evil. You don't understand. It's time for us criminals to rule. You don't understand how many of us there are and how we've gotten into every position. It's almost time, scum. I'm sorry. Finish your story.
Alex, I really do wish you were joking, but you're not. It is absolutely correct, everything you just said. It is a repeat of Nazi Germany, except now they have a million times more powerful technology to treat us all like sheep. I experienced it for the best part of 24 hours firsthand, and it's really, really
sickening. Well, Congress is told they won't say where the trillions are. I mean, what do people think's going on here? This is real. They're openly saying they're going to shut the web down. They're openly saying they're going to secretly arrest us. Folks, I'm not joking around with people. Neither is Charlie Veach. Now the video, some of the video was on the web of you being arrested. You were very polite to the little lordships.
Yeah, to the little Adolf Hitler with his little Adolf Hitler mustache. He actually told me, you're 30 seconds away from getting yourself arrested, boy. So I said, hold on a second. Can I just reason with you like a human being? And then he handcuffed me.
No, they don't talk to Suboid. You're a blood bag. You're to supply blood to the state. Blood bags don't talk. They get in their matrix tube and they supply energy. Shut up, blood bag.
Yeah.
You think you blood bags have got any rights? We're here to teach you. You're blood bags for Goldman Sachs, period. Supply it. Supply it.
Alex, I just hope that you have advance warning when the actual roundups begin, because I don't think we're actually that far off from what I can see. So I do hope you get at least a couple of days warning to disappear.
Well, number one, the United States is armed. So what they want is, when they try to round people up, they'll call us violent. Anybody that doesn't say, oh, sure, Mr. Hitler, take my children, too.
And then they'll get to run around and show funerals of people and cry and whine. Oh, in their little Nazi outfits. Oh, they're being mean to us. Goldman Sachs is good. But in England and Canada, where they're pretty much disarmed, you guys do have a bigger problem.
We have a massive problem. And right now in the UK, criminals and bad people have as much access to weapons as they want than law-abiding citizens who might want to defend themselves against, for example, a fascist government takeover. Are unable to do so. We are like lambs to the slaughter, and it's a very sad
thing. Well, this is no doubt this is real, and I commend you. You've been released from the gulag. I want to get you back on next week for a full report in the aftermath of this, Charlie Veach. Give us the Love Police website.
Yeah, it's www.thelovepolice.eu or www.cveach.org.
And, folks, it is absurdist. I mean, what's happening is ridiculous, but it's real. I mean, they've been caught this year and 2 years ago in Canada staging provocateur events in the news. The police have been caught when there's no violence, stirring it up, because they want to shut down free speech. They don't want us pointing our fingers at the bankers and saying we don't want them robbing us. They want to just have the bankers come out in front of the news and say, we love you, we're going to raise taxes on you because it's cute and trendy for the earth. We're going to talk to George Butler, who's also in Toronto right now. When we come back in the final segment, Charlie Veach will be on with us next week from the Love Police. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. This is real tyranny. Find a backbone and speak out against it. Blow the alarm now.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
When I hear about tyranny being carried out against innocent people, and I've experienced it myself at the hands of thugoids, goonoids, and I know history, I just go wild with anger. and they know what they're doing, how they're scientifically training everyone to accept high-tech slavery. We only got 5 minutes with him here at the end of the show, but I'm going to get him to pop back in at the end of the G20 GA from Canada. George Butler, fellow Genesis talk show host of the Secret Truth. I want to bring him up to get a quick report. George, you've got the floor in the last 5 minutes. Tell us what you've witnessed there, joining us via video Skype from Toronto, Canada, where our banker owners are meeting.
Welcome, Alex, to the All Strange Center. We're sitting here with a lot of NGOs, World Vision, CARE Plan. There are a lot of humanitarianism people here, and we're broadcasting live right now. What's happening here is that there have been over 3,700 reporters registered through the International Media Center. And in this is called the Alternative Media Center, where we have approximately 300 people registered. And so what's going on here is that these people are trying to lobby from their own NGO perspectives, to get done.
Sure. What have you witnessed? What have you witnessed? What's going on up there? We see them saying a secret law to arrest people for no reason.
Yeah, there was a shakedown downtown Toronto yesterday. A hippie-looking van, he had a sort of a carry-all over the top of his whole van, and they were pulling stuff out of there and scattering it all across the street. There are police on every corner. There's four or five police on every corner. The three-meter barrier is almost impregnable.
How could this cost $1.2 billion, or basically the budget of the entire city every year?
Yes. They are giving everyone any service that they want to. They're providing free food for us. They're doing a tremendous job as being a good host. And also,
wait, the organization you're meeting with or the city of Toronto?
The organization here is the. Do you see this on the screen now?
Yes.
This one publication is being given away to all the media.
Yeah, but who's doing a good job? Are you saying the G20 are loving and helpful?
No, what I'm saying is that the job that they're doing in promoting this is excellent from that viewpoint.
Oh, so there's a lot of public relations going on, so they're spreading a lot of cash around to the slaves.
You talk about a selling job. They are doing an excellent selling job, and I think Kurt Lewin would find this a marvelous group exercise in group management and group control. And
so that's why they don't allow any protest or anybody, because it can only be the message of our loving bankers.
Yes, they are so well organized here, the police and so forth, and the promoters of this particular summit. They have all kinds of.
And so
of
this summit is our God. I mean, a big budget as the entire city for a year on 3 days, $1.2 billion. I've read in the news that Canadians aren't too happy about this.
No, they're not, and they're protesting. Cindy Sheehan's down at Queen's Park tomorrow leading a big march. After that, SOARS, the Southern Ontario Anarchist Resistance, they swear that they're going to tear that fence down, but I think that would be a heck of a task to accomplish.
Well, you can you better believe that their foundation and federal officers, as they've been caught before, and those police officers everybody needs to videotape them and follow them after they leave. They are federal stinkers.
Yes, and that what you had on your site today about that secret law, that is true. And they did publish it earlier, but after they actually enacted it.
In the Ottawa Citizen. I mean, it's in the news. The police admit it. George, I ought to get you to pop back in with a quick report along with Charlie Veach coming up Sunday in the last hour. We'll be live 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday. If your station doesn't pick it up, hey, why not? 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Infowars.com is the website. This broadcast will retransmit and restream at Infowars.com over the weekend. We had Jesse Ventura with an exclusive interview with Homeland Security basically harassing him. That's coming up in the rebroadcast, Infowars.com. Great job, crew. We will continue to fight tyranny.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.